Del Pacifico.
I know it's
Bill Hendrick.
All right.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And we're here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, and truth is our bitch. And we welcome you here to our final hour of the radio shoe. Now, there is a big storm that I probably should mention. Lots of snow all over the country. There's only one place where it ain't snowing. Well, there's probably more than one place where it ain't snowing. One place it ain't snowing is here.
That's right.
And probably some other places, but it's snowing like a son of a gun in back east, as well as here in Southern California in the mountains, not down here at the El Pacifico. It don't snow at the ocean around here.
What do you like when it snows at the ocean?
Yeah, the ocean freeze up.
No, it doesn't freeze up.
Why not?
It's salt water. It's not going to freeze. Well, I shouldn't say it's salt water won't freeze. Salt water will freeze at a certain temperature, but it's got to be pretty cold, I think, right?
I don't know that it has anything to do with being salt water. I think it needs to be... It needs to be... What are you giving me the oh?
I'm waiting.
Well, I'll wait for you, Ms. Gray.
Excuse me. In order for salt water, it has to be way up north.
That's it. It has to be way up north.
Oh, so you're blowing it off.
No, I'm not blowing it off. I just don't know that that's the answer, okay?
Where are icebergs?
Ms. Gray.
Where are icebergs located?
Up north.
Thank you.
All right,
Well, why are you looking as if you think that I'm mentally handicapped and you're just going to humor me until you put the board games away? You know what I mean? In other words, I'm in a day room.
Yeah, I understand that. I'm not looking. I don't believe, or it's not that I don't believe. I don't agree with your assessment. I don't know why we have icebergs. I don't know why the ocean doesn't freeze, and then sometimes it does. I don't know why. I don't know why. I don't know why. Just call me Lil Wayne. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. All right?
Well, some stuff Lil Wayne knows.
Yeah, so at least Lil Wayne knows some stuff.
Oh, and I don't know anything, huh?
Well,
in any event, there is a nor'easter, as they say, back east, and that is a storm that is slamming the northeast. A blizzard slamming into New England and New York with forecasters warning that it may bring up to 3 feet of snow and disrupt the lives of 40 million people. I don't imagine they put it that way, do they?
Well, they're not going to say that, no.
I think they ought to say this storm will disrupt the lives of 40 million people.
Maybe they ought to do their forecast that way. We have a storm on its way. And what about it, Bob? Well, it'll disrupt the lives of 40 million people. Don't tell me how cold. Don't tell me, because that's more to the point, you know? 40 million people's lives will be disrupted.
Well, you'll scare some people that way.
Yeah, you'll scare people. You'll scare the hell out of them, but you probably get right to the point, you know? Well, we're going to get 3 feet of snow, everybody's doing the math, and everybody is going to the same place. How will this screw my life up over the next couple of weeks? A blizzard predicted to be of epic proportions is pounding the northeast, already bringing home more than a foot. It's pounding, and it's slamming, and it's slamming the... It's basically a storm that's slamming the head of the northeast into the headboard. Now then...
How dare you...
All right, I'm kidding. Shut up, bud.
Been taken back, but northeast is a woman.
Are you just getting it? So, by 12:30 a.m. Eastern Time, about 500,000 homes and businesses had lost electricity as wet snow, freezing rain, and howling winds caused havoc.
That's a blues singer, right?
No, Howlin' Wolf.
Yeah.
All right.
So, is that what you're going to do? Just interrupt every time you hear something?
Everybody else gets to interrupt and be funny.
Bud, not everybody else is interrupting and being funny. Everybody else is interrupting. Everybody else is butting in. I got no choice. Is that what you're going to do, too? I think more of you, bud. I expect more of you.
Well,
no, I do. I do. I expect more out of you. These two?
Don't point at me like I'm a gloid.
Just these two. They butt in whenever they want, however they want.
Mr. Henry.
Hold on. You, bud, I expect more from. You? Bud, you're like my son.
I didn't know that.
Yes, you're like my son, bud, and I just think someday I may turn the business over to you, you know?
Bud, don't believe...
Hold on. And because I'm going to turn the business over to you, would you mind taking these coffee cups out of here and rinsing them out?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
What a dirty trick.
Oh, shh. Shh. He meant ears. All right, anyway, so by 12:30, 500,000 homes and businesses had lost electricity as wet snow, freezing rain, and howling winds and Howlin' Wolf caused havoc. Howlin' Wolf was up there singing that I Ain't Superstitious. It was bad. Most of the outages were in Rhode Island and Massachusetts. More than 16 inches, period, of snow... I'm kidding.
That, you know something, I'm a lady.
I understand, sorry. More than 16 inches of snow has fallen in Mansfield, Massachusetts, just southwest of Boston, where they had the Boston Massacre, and that TV show John Adams and a bunch of other really cool historic stuff happen. More than 18 inches. Cover parts of central Connecticut. And the worst is not expected until late Saturday. The worst is yet to come. If you don't think your life has been disrupted yet. I'm just reading this, folks, the way they want me to, the way they'd hope that I would, the way that they're going to be able to sell their point, whatever it is, more effectively. The National Weather Service has warned blizzard warnings are in effect. So the National Weather Service is warning that blizzard warnings are in effect for the New York City metro area and many coastal sections of New England. Hurricane winds up to 75 miles an hour are also possible. So the storm is called Nemo. As part of a new effort to name winter storms, the Weather Channel, Dan, not the National Weather Service, the Weather Channel is now telling us how to live.
Yay!
Thank you, Weather Service.
Why say that?
Yeah, why are you saying they're trying to tell us how to live?
Well, the Weather Channel is not an official government agency, and I'm not knocking the Weather Channel, but I am saying this. It can get a little confusing. If the Weather Channel finally says, here's what we're going to do. We're going to name this storm, and we'll name it Nemo. And that's just the way it's going to be. And the National Weather Service says, just hold on just a second. Maybe we want to call it Seymour.
Well, Phil, I think at that point they're going to have to go with the Weather Channel.
It stands to reason.
Maybe the Weather Channel, I wouldn't.
You going to make a big deal out of it?
Yeah, I'm going to make a big deal out of it. If I'm the Weather Service and I've got what I'm charged with protecting the American people and letting them know. The Weather Channel is charged with one thing. Getting as much money from advertisers as they can. It's two completely different motives. Two completely different.
Well, I'm glad you're not cynical.
Hey, I gotta be cynical. They pay me to be cynical. Well, they pretend to pay me to be cynical. Now, the National Weather Service is what protects the American people and informs about weather. And along comes the Weather Channel, and they say, oh, and by the way, we're calling it Nemo. And I say, well, I'm sorry, but I had the name Seymour lined up. Well, I guess you're flat out of luck. So I'm forced into calling it Nemo.
Well, what difference does it possibly make, Phil?
It might matter to me. It might matter to me. Then again, it might not. But I might feel very bad about the fact that I'm forced, with a gun to my head, with a gun, the barrel of which is shoved down my throat, and I'm sweating and shaking because the figurative wives and daughters of the National Weather Service, which would be the American people, are being held hostage. I've got the gun in my mouth.
What about, man? You are really making some big stuff out of nothing here, man. All we're talking about is naming a damn storm Nemo.
That's what I'm trying to tell him. I don't understand why you're making a panic out of this.
I'm just telling you. This is a matter of what it is a matter of these are areas of power, and I'm kidding.
I knew you were kidding, and you strung him along.
You strung him, you strung him along.
Margaret, you're sounding more and more like a man as the show goes on, okay?
Not my fault.
So anyway, as the worst is not expected until late Saturday, the Weather Service is warning these blizzards are going to take effect as a new part of the effort. It's called Nemo, and that's because all the names that started with N had been taken, like Nancy, Numnan.
Numman.
Numman.
Nancy, there's Ned, Neil, Nadine.
Not a lot of them.
There's, I had a cousin named Nugentine.
You had a cousin named what?
Nugentine.
Yeah, I had a cousin named Nugentine.
No, you did not have a cousin named Nugentine.
How did you know?
Because you're a mental deficient. You know, everything that's said, you repeat as if it's...
I think I had one.
You had a cousin named Nugentine.
No, I had a cousin. I think it was named Nadine or Ed.
Nadine or Ed.
Yeah.
All right, so in any event, finding Nemo hasn't been an issue. Ha, 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 ha. It's been leaving noticeable havoc. The snow caused a 19-car, 4-hour pileup on I-295 near Cumberland, Maine. Can you imagine that? 19 cars, 4 hours, blizzard conditions. Oh, God. Several people had minor injuries, police said. In Vermont, which could get 4 to 16 inches of snow, the snow is being blamed for a series of crashes on I-89 in Bolton and South Burlington. This is in Vermont. 2 people were taken to the hospital with minor injuries. You know, one of the things that I wonder about storms, how do cops, I guess cops just don't do high-speed chases, do they?
No, they're not going to
put the public safety.
Yeah, they can't do it. It'll run over a kid or something.
Yeah. All right, we'll be right back on World Famous Phil Lindbergh Show. If there isn't enough snow in the Northeast, there's some snow in the San Bernardino Mountains surrounding the city of Los Angeles. Not that that's big news in and of itself, but there is a fugitive on the loose in those very mountains, in that very snow, and the long arm of the law, as you know, knows no rest. They are now up there in the mountains, who knows how many cops searching for this fugitive, a cop killer, and... a lot of thick snow up there in the San Bernardino Mountains. We'll be back. World Famous Phil Lindbergh Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Lindbergh Show.
I guess this is lawyer night tonight. Harvey Wireman's going to join us. I'll tell you what, it is always a pleasure to have Harvey Wireman on the show. I can't think of a guy that I, especially after, you know, dealing with Frank Gray. Frank's a nice guy. But, you know, Harvey, you always lend a little bit more credibility to the proceedings. Good to have you with us.
Oh, yeah. Thank God for Frank Gray. He's a great attorney, but the problem with the syphilitica, which I think your audience is familiar with, the psychosyphilitica, this is a form, it's a mental disorder that is the result of an untreated venereal disease. And fortunately, thank God, knock wood, and I know everyone is happy for this, Frank's family, Margaret, all of the grandkids are happy that their grandfather, when he had sex with that prostitute, and I guess that's a bad thing to say, but the form of syphilis that he contracted from the three or four different prostitutes that...
All right, I think we're, you know, running the man down.
I don't mean to run the man down, Phil. I'm simply saying, thank God, knock wood, and I'm sure his grandchildren and...
You know, it's just the fact the grandchildren knock wood, and then you say of the prostitutes, you know...
Grandkids are aware of it. I think everyone laughs it off now. It was a long time ago, you know. But I think now everyone gets around and sits around the table, and Frank tells stories of when his mind was not rotting away. And I think the grandkids enjoy it. The family enjoys hearing these tales of when his mind wasn't coming undone.
You're almost...
So do me a favor, will you? Quit trying to interpret what I'm saying and just go with it. Just let it ooze out. And you just sit in it and let it either ooze you down. I can't.
I know what you're trying to say. And by the way, this is Margaret Gray, Frank's wife.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, uh-huh. I was sitting here listening to all of that, Harvey.
Well, look, I did not mean any... Did I say anything that wasn't true?
No, you didn't, but I don't think it was necessary to go on and on and on.
I apologize, but I'm simply saying that Frank is a wonderful man.
Yeah, right.
All right, let's get off of that, please. Get off of Frank.
Well, there's only one person that can really do that, and, well...
Is that supposed to be mean me?
No, it's not.
You are lying.
Can we stop with the inter-fighting here, folks?
You were about to say interracial, weren't you?
No, I was not. We just stopped with the fighting. Harvey Wireman joining us, and Harvey, I was asking you to come on the program because I know you're not an entertainment attorney, but you are familiar with entertainment law to a degree, because I know you've been involved in union disputes. I know that you've been involved in, you're involved in the Jennifer Kuiper when she was trying to get out of her contract at Sony.
Oh, yeah. Well, we worked with Jennifer. She was a young kid. She didn't know what she was doing. She's a very fine actress. She signed a deal with Sony. That was, we felt usurious, and we felt it was in her best interest to extract herself, to pull herself free, and to reinsert herself in a more advantageous angle. So, in other words, we had to retrieve her and then turn her around and reinsert so that there wouldn't be the damage that had been initially done.
What are you talking about? Hardware?
Talking about an actress.
Well, what do you mean reinsert?
I think I just said.
You're talking about getting her back together with Sony?
Getting her back together with who? I'm just saying we extracted her from Yes, Sony. I don't know where we got her out of, and I don't know where we put her back into. I was brought in, Phil, if you'll just listen to me, okay?
Sorry.
I was brought in as an extraction expert. I was brought in by Jim Luffield and his firm. And they said, Harvey, you're the only guy we know that can do this. And I said, fine. So I pulled her free, dusted her off, turned her upside down, and put her back in.
Are these legal terms?
Harvey, are these legal terms?
Yeah, I suppose they're legal terms.
Could you interpret?
I don't know. I don't think I will. I have too much respect for the integrity of my profession and the stuff that I do.
All right. Getting back to what we wanted you to talk about, we were discussing show business, and we got into the subject of Charles Bronson. Charles Bronson, the reason why we're talking about Charles Bronson, because there's an awful lot of snow up in the mountains today around California, Southern California, and there's a fugitive, a wanted fugitive up there.
That's right.
And this is this guy Dorner?
Yes, sir, there absolutely is, and he's a dangerous man. And you're talking about the Charles Bronson film that he made where he was up in the hills, right?
Yeah. Do you know the name of it?
I don't know the name of it. I've got the names of some of the movies that Bronson was in. If I can go through them, and I've got the... get the glasses for me, honey. Yeah, you can go get Grandpa's glasses. Phil, Charles Bronson was in a number of films that were very memorable. He was in a film called The Boot... Battle of the Bulge.
That's Battle of the Bulge.
Well, I don't know. How do you know that?
What year?
It's the one with the upside down nine.
What? You know, Harvey.
Just don't. What's the one with the upside down nine?
Six.
All right, so it's nine, one, and it's an upside down six.
Nine.
And that one, that's just an I?
No, that's the number one.
What's the upside down six?
Oh, my God.
Harvey, are you serious?
Will you, listen, buddy, I don't have my glasses. Okay, thank you, honey. This is the Disneyland glasses. Oh, my God. Get the right glasses.
1965 is when Battle of the Bulge was made.
All right, 19, so that's a movie that was Charles Bronson, right?
Yes.
All right. Bronson has done some legendary. Here's one here. He did one called Rawahide. And Rawahide was with the upside down six and the upside down nine. He played a guy by the name of Lingabana in Rawahide.
I don't know what Rawahide is.
I'm telling you, it was a movie. What is wrong with you?
Well, Rawahide, that's Charles Bronson.
Yes. Is everybody a Charles Bronson expert there? Is that what I'm dealing with?
No, Harvey. I like Charles Bronson. I'd recognize what movie it was.
He was in Rawahide with the I and the upside down nine and an upside down six.
Well, in the year 196 A.D.,
are you trying to be funny?
No, are you trying to be funny? What do you mean the upside down nine and the upside down six?
It's got the upside down nine, the upside down six, and the S, and the straight-looking S.
1965.
All right, well, you're yelling at you. Give me my glasses, honey. These aren't the glasses either. These are the Bozo glasses. Hey, I got to talk to my daughter. Dorothy, honey. Get the glass. She's bringing me the Bozo glass. She gave me the Disneyland. I know we took her to Disneyland. I don't want the Bozo. I want my reading glasses. Hold on. All right. Rawahide was in the one that looks like an eye.
I got to tell you.
Will you not interrupt me? The one that looks like an eye, an upside down six, an upside down nine, and then the S.
That 1965
for Rawahide.
I'm trying to think of what Rawahide. How do you spell it?
Here we go again. It's spelled. It's a straight. Do you want me to actually do this?
No, never mind. Don't. All right. What else?
Well, hold on, because my iPhone locked up. I have it passcode protected, and because of your big mouth, it locked up. Okay. Then he was in another one called Bagvellier.
I don't know.
It's the same. I guess that's 1965. It's got a straight up and down with an upside down nine. Bagvellier and Ralahide.
Big Valley.
I know. I told you, Bagvellier. Don't tell me what it is.
I got to get rid of him. You can't call it that. Dite, you know, und.
I'm telling you, Dite und is as close as we can get.
It's called Death Hunt.
Well, what's the movie that Charles Bronson was in?
That's the movie I'm asking you about, Harvey. I'm asking about a Charles Bronson movie where he's a fugitive. With the one Dan was talking about. That's Death Hunt.
Get my glasses before I kill someone. Just hold on, Phil. Dorothy, get my glasses. I will take my own granddaughter hostage. I'm telling you right now, Dan, back away. I've been asking for my glasses for the last probably 6 months, and every time I ask my granddaughter to get glasses, she comes back with the bozo glasses. I can only think that the adults are trying to pull something on me. Because every time I ask for glasses, you people are here. I know that she's your daughter. She's my granddaughter.
What's going on, Harvey?
I'm telling you right now something's going on. Every time I've asked for my glasses, my little granddaughter Courtney comes back with bozo. Or the bozo glasses, you know what I'm saying?
Well, Harvey, what do you expect is happening?
Who's this? Sounds like a man.
It's Margaret, you... What do you think is happening?
I think my son-in-law, Irving... Edgar, I forget you. What's your name again? Dave. Yeah, I think Dave... Phone away from me. Take the phone away from me. My granddaughter's trying to grab the phone, Phil. Dave, I'm talking on the radio right now. I'm talking to the Phil Henry Show right now, okay? See, you know these people...
Well, the last time I talked to you, you were having a streaming match with your granddaughter and your daughter and your son-in-law in the parking lot of a Whole Foods because she bought feed bags, right?
My daughter. That's not my granddaughter. My granddaughter isn't old enough to buy feed bags.
I know that. I'm saying you had a dispute with them.
I've got a hell of a dispute. Hold on. Your name's what? Deacon Darren.
Who are you talking to?
My son-in-law. All right.
You don't know your son-in-law's name.
Well, just hold on. I'll let the audience overhear this. It's what? Darren. And my daughter is... Dottie and Mike and Courtney. Okay, I got it straight. Dottie, you and Dorothy. No, you're Dorothy. God, I hate this.
Harvey, you got to slow down, okay?
All right, look, Dottie, you and your husband are up to something. Every time I ask for my reading glasses, my granddaughter comes back with Bozo the Clown glasses. Why? That's not good enough. Why? What? Okay. All right, that makes sense.
Well?
I broke my reading glasses, and they've been trying to get me to go into the doctor to get new ones.
And you don't remember any of that?
Not really, no. I'm a busy man. All right, I'll accept that. Bring the bozo glasses, then. I'll use those.
How can you see anything with bozo glasses?
I'll make it work. So those are the movies of Charles Bronson, Phil, and great star. Thank you, honey. Here's the bozo glasses.
Oh, God, I'm blind. I'm blind!
That's right, they're pinwheels. Never mind, Phil.
All right, thank you very much, Harvey Wireman.
Well, Phil, he was about to get into some good stuff.
Yeah.
What good stuff?
I don't know. What do you mean, pinwheel?
He's got on bozo glasses. How do I know? He got these glasses, his daughter, his granddaughter, whoever... And then he doesn't remember going, that guy's in trouble. I think he's just getting old. I think he's getting older than everybody else. All right, so up so that was the movie that Charles Bronson was in, Death Hunt. Residents in the San Bernardino Mountains have survived earthquakes and forest fires. They have endured bark beetle infestations, and now a massive manhunt for a fugitive ex-police officer Christopher Jordan Dorner. Now, Dorner, a former Los Angeles Police Department officer suspected of three deaths, has so far eluded authorities, and the cold weather and snowfall have hampered some of the search efforts on Friday. His torch pickup was discovered on Thursday on a forest road between Bear Mountain and Snow Summit ski resorts. Authorities discovered a set of fresh tracks leading away from the vehicle, but that trail ran cold. By dusk on Friday, law enforcement agencies began scaling back their search of the rugged slopes and backcountry cabins, done via snowmobiles, snowcats, and helicopters, and cash registers were ringing up purchases made by weekend skiers and tourists who came to enjoy the first blizzard of the season.
Well, that is absolutely ridiculous.
Why?
What?
You've got a man, they're in a manhunt, Phil, and people are skiing.
Well, I mean, I'm sure the cops have... Don't you think the cops have said something?
Well, what are they going to say? You got people out there skiing, right?
You've got people, you know, look, the cops don't want to disrupt the business. There's business that's being done up there. Bear Mountain, Snow Summit, that's Big Bear Lake. That's around Big Bear Lake, isn't it? So there's a lot of tourism, there's a lot of stuff happening up there, and I'm sure the cops don't want to...
Man, this would make for a good movie.
Yeah, you could have a movie where the guy, you know, kidnaps a kid, and then they have a manhunt in the middle of it.
Oh, that's just great, bud. Thanks for giving the guy an idea, huh?
Oh, look at the ego on you. Yes, this man's listening to your show.
Look, I don't want anybody making light of this. This guy killed people, and the cops are looking for him. This guy killed people, and the cops are looking for him. Now, you made a point that he's up there in an area where there are lots and lots of people, that people are up there vacationing, so on and so forth. And I think that that's a very good point. I don't doubt that the police have contingency. They probably have more cops up there than you could shake a stick at. They probably, the San Bernardino cops, the highway patrol, the Big Bear, the whatever they got. Let's see, a procession of cars and buses crept up the mountain. Fleets of snowplows took to the streets. Emergency response crews and four-wheel drive vehicles were dispatched to the rescue to rescue stranded motorists. Restaurants and watering holes bustled. Utility crews and meter readers tended to leaking pipes. And if you go up to Big Bear Lake, there's a place called the edge of the Arctic Circle. That's what it's called. And it's the reason why they call it the Arctic Circle, it's an enormous, vast precipice between two ranges. It looks like two mountains. And the highway that is on its way up to Big Bear there from, it goes all the way down to the Interstate 10. The highway up there literally goes around, it's a long looping section of the mountain highway that goes around this mountain. And they call it the Arctic Circle, I guess, because it just has this sense that you're on the edge of the world. And when it gets cold and it gets icy, it is one dangerous piece of road because the cars have gone off of that thing, man.
You mean like they've gone down a mountain?
Yeah, they've gotten off of that highway and they have rolled down the mountain. So I think they've instituted not only speed limits up there, but they also have reinforced guardrails and stuff like that. Now, with all of this snow... And this is pretty good looking. So, I mean, if you're a skier, you love this stuff because it's all powder and everything. But sooner or later, it starts getting packed down into ice, and then things get really fun. That's one hell of a snowfall they got up there. And they've got a guy that's escaped into the backcountry. Vacationers Toby Vanna, age 39, and his wife Leonida of Milani, Hawaii, echoed the sentiments of many new arrivals on Friday as they admired the glistening snow through a restaurant window at the Northwoods Resort Hotel in Big Bear Village. I wasn't so concerned about personal safety, given that the suspect has a specific target and is on the run. He has a specific target? I was more concerned about roadblocks creating bottlenecks and delays. We came to ski, and we can't wait, his wife added, as a man was crawling through the night with a rifle looking to kill anything he saw. I'm kidding.
Didn't you just say, be serious?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, well, you broke your own law. You broke your own rule.
I did. I'm sorry. But all of a sudden, the response of that woman sort of...
What? Just she wants to enjoy herself?
Well, the guy, you know, as long as he's a suspect with a specific target, what specific target? Is he going to go kill somebody? Well, all I want to do is ski, okay? So this guy can do whatever he wants as long as he stays away from me. Meanwhile, there's cops up there risking their lives. All right.
Oh, God, Phil, get off your high horse, okay? The people are up there to enjoy themselves.
I understand. I'm not knocking it. And then she picked up her ski and went outside and hid behind a wall as he opened fire. So that was that. Meanwhile, it was quiet in the Best Western Big Bear lobby on Friday night. Geez, that place is usually just rock and roll. I'm kidding. Anyway, it was quiet in the Best Western Big Bear lobby on Friday night. Stephanie Castillo manned the front desk alone with not much to do. She said, yeah, sometimes people come down, they want change for the Coke machine. Sometimes they want to get some of them gummy bears. I usually sit here and gnaw on a chicken leg, she said. Ha, 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 I'm only kidding. We emptied out because of... No, bud.
Did you really say that?
No, get away. No, she didn't. I'm kidding. She said, we emptied out because of this, she said, referring to the manhunt, but we refilled with media and police. Castillo said she has canceled 10 reservations from tourists since news broke the Dorner might be in the area, but over the last 2 days, a steady stream of reporters and police with rifles slung over their shoulders have booked rooms instead. Police with rifles slung over their shoulders, huh?
Well, they've got to stay somewhere.
I just hope we don't have any those cornball jackasses. Oh, boy. You hope that Jay Santos isn't up there, huh?
Oh, man, if that jackball go up there, that's a bad one.
Jay Santos and the Citizens Auxiliary Police, if you got a bunch of guys going up there with their rifles and their phony baloney badges, and it could be a real cluster you-know-what. So they cleared out. Boy, I'll tell you, that's like if you guys are thinking of going up to the mountains and getting a cheap room, now's the time because everybody cleared out because of that manhunt. If you're willing to risk your life, the skiing's great.
Well, they'll risk their life when they go skiing.
Yeah, a lot of us risk our lives going skiing anyway, so what's the difference? All right, we'll be back. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. See if Jay Santos is up there. Get his...
What's his cell number?
I don't know. Look it up.
Got a snow line?
A snow line? I don't know.
There must be some back number for him.
I don't... Look it up. What are you guys asking me? We'll be right back. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Here it is. Jay Santos, in case it snows.
The Phil Hendry Show.
Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, we thank Bud Dickman. Good job, Bud, tracking Jay down. Jay is actually in one of the sub-commander SUVs. You were in Big Bear Lake, Jay, and where are you now?
Well, right now we're coming down the mountain. We're just on our way down to Arrowhead to pick up some other vehicles. We're going to come back up the other way. And this time we're going to have to talk to some of the highway patrol that have been manning up some of the posts here coming up. They're checking for chains. Make sure you have on chains. So I would say if anybody come up the mountain tonight, make sure you have your chains on and make sure that you, if you have a front-wheel drive vehicle, that you're going to put the chains on front wheel. And that's something they don't tell you, and we were certainly apprised that, and I come down the hill and chain the chain.
Say that again?
Well, I don't want to say it again. Subcommander Gleason. Is Subcommander Gleason, you're supposed to put the chains on the back tire. No, you don't. You put it on with the front tire. Yeah, if you have front-wheel drive. Right, so we just want to let people know that, because that was something we did, and we told our highway patrol, we said, you guys got to get your stuff together, because you guys are really lagging behind. I said, you got a guy that's up here, you got a killer, want to go up and kill a guy, okay, great, get your cookies. But meantime, you got me putting chains on the front tire, which is where they should have been. I understand that.
Jay, if you got a front-wheel drive car, which I don't know, what kind of car did you have?
We came up with one of the guys that had an old AMC Pacer, I think, something like that. What'd you have, please?
It was my wife.
It was his wife's car. And so I said to him, you got to be about 100 miles of just real Lloyd. And I said, let's change it up. So he did.
Well, I got to tell you, Jay, I would think that a Citizens Auxiliary Police, but then I don't know,
Citizens Auxiliary Police, what? You think we what? Take it in the shorts?
No, that you'd know to put chains on a front-wheel drive car on the front tires.
Do I look like Dale Earnhardt? Well, no, if I look like Dale Earnhardt, I would be...
Don't say it, Jay, okay?
What do you mean? If I look like Dale Earnhardt, I'd be in a box. That's what I was going to say.
That, you know something, man? Every time I talk to you, there's some kind of... I want to know about the manhunt. What do you know?
Well, the manhunt right now, Phil, is underway, full swing. They have deployed units up into the upper reaches of Snow Summit, Bear Mountain. Bear Mountain, you know, we're not talking about no candy cane, little kitty. You know, it's not a little kitty time. Get up Bear Mountain, you got to know tactics. You got to know, you have to have weaponry tactics, camping, campfire, you know, dehydrated food. You got to know how to, you know, I guess should wear warm clothing and everything. So it's very important, and right now they feel that Mr. Dorner's up there. We are going to park our vehicle, and we will scale Bear Mountain. I mean, I don't want to go all the way up there because I've got an issue with heights. I can't go up more than, say, 20 feet. So, but we are going to scout up that high.
Wait. You're going to scout up how far?
We'll go 20 feet up the mountain.
20 feet up the mountain. And then what?
And then we'll turn around and go back and have something to eat. Why? I didn't come on your program made fun of, okay?
Yeah, I'm going to go up the mountain first.
Yeah, Gleason's going to go up the mountain further.
Because you have a fear of heights.
Because I have a fear of heights. What is the point of having me on your program if all you want to do is hold me at ridicule?
Jay, I'm wondering what exact effectiveness you can have up there at Big Bear Lake looking for a guy on Bear Mountain when you have a fear of heights and you can only go 20 feet up the mountain.
Because I'm setting up Gleason.
I'm going to go.
Yeah, Gleason, I can't hold him back. He is one hell of a law enforcement officer. Okay? I can't hold you back, can I?
Can't hold me back. I'm going to go up the mountain.
All right. So we're going to do that. Meantime, I'll be down in the lodge. I'm going to have some, probably, when we get up there, we'll get some clam chowder. And yeah, I want to get some postcards just in the hotel lobby. But then bright and early tomorrow morning, we will set out probably by 6 a.m. I'll set up base camp at 20 feet. And I figure that's where I'll get, you know, nervous. So I'll set up base camp there. And then Gleason, you'll go the rest of the way, right?
Okay.
Well, that's great, Jay. And what time are you getting up?
Well, we're going to set up base camp at 6 a.m. I want breakfast, and I also want to get some postcards. And they've got, I just saw a thing in the lobby. They got a little Smokey the Bear keychain, so I get for my daughter. Let's see, what else? Oh, and then I don't want you to think. We do want to reserve for the ski. You know, we want to do a little skiing, so we got to reserve some equipment, you know, some skis.
You know, Jay, if you're going up there to track a guy...
Well, don't start preaching to me, okay? I'm going to come up here and ignore the powder. Of course we're going to go skiing.
Of course you're going to go skiing. You got a lot of cops up there risking their lives.
And that's exactly what we do at a Citizens Auxiliary Police, Mr. Harry. We risk our lives. It's about save a life.
It's about what?
About save a life.
It's about save a life.
Yeah, but you got to get yourself some skiing in, and you're buying a little Smokey the Bear keychain, and you're also going to get some postcards, and you want to get up early enough to have some breakfast. Why do you get up early?
Because that's when they... Why do we have to get up early? Because we want to get up and set up base camp.
At 20 feet, and then Gleason goes, how Mr. Gleason... How far up the mountain are you going to go?
Probably go up to, I don't know. Where is he? We don't know. That's the whole thing. You got to go up until you find him. Yeah, I'll go up until I find him.
That would be like...
He's like way, way up. I don't know. He's way up 10,000 feet or a billion feet. How high does the mountain go?
How high is... Well, what do you mean how high? I mean, it's probably about 7,000 feet.
No. Well, I'm sure he's going to go up that high.
Boy, you cats really don't know what you're doing, man. You really don't.
Mr. Henry, you can do all the beatnik talk you want.
Yeah, beatnik. You guys really don't know what you're doing. You're up there getting in the way. I hope you don't get shot.
I can assure you, Mr. Henry, that's not going to happen. No brother officer going to shoot another brother officer. Okay?
Okay, I agree with that. And no officer is going to shoot an unarmed civilian either if the person's not wanted for a crime. But you knuckleheads running around up there with your pith helmets. And by the way, you know, there's a lot of snow, and I don't think anybody's in any white camouflage. What are you wearing?
Well, we put on white camouflage.
That's what I was afraid of. Why?
Hello, what do you think you wear when you're in a tactical situation in a mountain?
You put on white camouflage if you're fighting another army, not if you got one guy you're looking for.
Say that again.
You know, Jay, stay the hell off that mountain. You're going to get shot.
We got orange. The pith helmets we painted orange.
Oh, great. Okay, well, in case there's any deer hunters, they'll know that you are, you got an orange pith helmet.
Yeah, maybe it's a deer with a pith helmet. I thought about that. It's not very likely. I think it's kind of funny that you had a deer with a pith helmet. I don't think that's very likely. Okay. So, Phil...
All right, well, good. The best of luck to you. Do you want me to... Any last words for your wife in case you get shot?
What a hell of a thing to say, Phil. That's a hell of a thing.
I'm sorry, but you're acting like a moron.
Tell him I'm bringing back the Smokey the Bear keychain. Forget it.
Jay Santos is up at Big Bear with his orange pith helmet, and they're wearing all white because that's what you wear. That's the camouflage you wear in snow. Well, that's great. That means every cop up there with a gun won't see you, Jay. Maybe that's a blessing. I don't know. The world-famous Phil Henry Show is produced by Phil Henry and Dan Northcrap. And, of course, we're online at philhenryshow.com for all of your dancing and listening pleasure. Get a backstage pass and have access to those thousands and thousands of hours of Marvy, Phil Henry Show material. All right, guys, we will see you on Monday night at 10 Pacific, 1 a.m. Tuesday morning, Eastern Time. Until then, let that be a lesson to you.
Phil Henry.